This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue our study of what is involved in marriage as God designed it, let me just say, since today my wife and I are celebrating our wedding anniversary, I know something of what I'm talking about. Happy anniversary, Myrrh, with much love. With four married children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, we have experienced the physical, rational, and romantic emotional dimensions of marriage. But there is more. According to John 2, Jesus, his mother, and his disciples attended a wedding. They were having a great time until the wine was gone. This would not be socially acceptable. Jesus quietly told the servants to fill the six water jars that were standing nearby. Then they were to draw some from the jars and take it to the master of the banquet to taste it before they served it to the guests. The master was amazed and called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." Why did Jesus perform this first of his miraculous signs? It says in verse 11, "He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him." But an obvious other reason was that he wanted the couple with whom they were celebrating not to be socially embarrassed. In his mind, the social dimension of marriage is important. We live in a community, and having good relationships with neighbors and friends adds to the health of a marriage. If you'd like to review this message and others, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.